Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." When Jesus spake these words, the Bible was just the Old Testament. The New Testament wasn't written until after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. In making educated guesses about when they were written, we know that in little over a decade after Pentecost, which is around 44 BC, the books of the New Testament began to be written and were then completed by 100 AD. So when you read Matthew through Acts, the only Bible was the Old Testament. And that means that when Jesus spake the words of our text in Matthew 4:4, he was referring to the Old Testament text as it was represented up to that point. Therefore, we know that Jesus told us that the Old Testament Bible included the books that we now have in our Old Testament with no apocryphal books included, as he laid it out in Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." And Jesus demonstrated his faith in the Old Testament by quoting and alluding to stories found in books only found in those three sections of law, Psalms, and prophets. For example, when the issue of marriage and divorce came up, Jesus confirmed that marriage was to be between one man and one woman, with the expectation of it being a lifelong covenant, in Matthew 19:4-5, where we read, "And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read, that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh?" Jesus is quoting Genesis 1:27 and Genesis 2:24 as the authority on such matters. So obviously, Jesus considered the books of Moses to be Scripture, and you will find similar standards found in the words of Jesus throughout the Gospels. You can take a few hours for a few weeks and do your own study on this, or you can find studies produced by others. I have Wilmington's Guide to the Bible, which is a huge collection of such studies. And if you take the time to look over such things, you will find that Jesus quotes and alludes to accounts in Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, Psalms, Isaiah, Hosea, and Malachi. In other words, Jesus quotes from a select number of texts in the Law, Psalms, and Prophets, while also alluding to stories found throughout those books. And we must also continue to point out that Jesus never quotes or alludes to stories or accounts found in the Apocrypha. The closest thing anyone can find that in any way relates to the Apocrypha is the fact that Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights, as it is sometimes called today, also called the Feast of Dedication in Scripture, was observed as a result of the Maccabean Revolt, which had taken place 200 years before Jesus' ministry. And we see Jesus visiting the temple during this feast in John 10:22-23, where it says, "And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch." End quote. That's all we're told. We don't see Jesus gathering with his apostles, lighting candles for 8 days, or doing anything that would count as celebrating Hanukkah. Jesus visited the temple on numerous occasions and used each opportunity to confront the corruption and rebuke the corrupt leaders or elders of Israel who were behind such corruption and who would also eventually have Jesus crucified. And that is all that we see him doing on Hanukkah as he walked around at Solomon's porch on the temple grounds. There's no evidence of Jesus actually observing or celebrating Hanukkah. And we emphasize Jesus only quoted and referred to the books of our King James Old Testament as Scripture, putting his stamp of authority on that Bible.